Yeah. Yo, what up, man? It's your boy Madison Jones in the booth.
It's Canton Jones.
Ramona Jones.
DeAndre Green.
Yeah. Man, we coach for today.
Yeah.
You look like the back of the, man. The beach is in the back.
That just blend in with the mud. That's perfect.
Look like what you about.
Look like you about to teach a kid. You like to teach some kids.
Like a new edition poster. Like a new edition poster.
Hold it, hold it.
Man, I think I'm getting some, not Falcons, some Hawks tickets.
They look good.
Hawks look good?
I might miss
them. They look good,
bro. You might miss them.
Well, amen. We are glad you guys are here today. Joining us in the booth with Canton Jones and Messenger and this guy right here.
Hey.
Please like, share, and subscribe to the show on Facebook, YouTube, and all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
I'm excited to be here.
Is that what you said?
I thought you said, I wish I could be here. I'm like,
we done
AI'd him.
We done AI'd him.
He said, I wish I could be here.
We done AI'd him.
Hey, we're still on that artificial intelligence.
That's that road, pause.
Yeah. Hey, man, if you'd like to advertise or sponsor with the show, make sure you hit us up at inthebooth@gmail.com.
Pause.
Yes. It's a huge pause right there. Yes.
That's a Dwight Howard pause.
Okay. This show is sponsored by
No. Okay, can you please move on? What are we talking about today? Get it out, bro.
Oh, man.
What are we talking about? Goofy.
Yeah.
Y'all got me over here coughing. I don't even know what y'all left.
Yes, you do.
Just get it out, man. Get it
out. Yeah.
Oh, why they get ready?
Yeah, yes. let's go ahead and get to the post of the day. Post of the day, something that floated around on social media. Was a young girl got a doctorate. Dr. Patterson is her new doctor name. If those for not watching, she has a the doctoral robe on.
Yeah.
Looking very doctoral in one picture. Then the next picture, she shows her grill in the straight A-Town hood style with two fingers at the corners and shows her grill.
Yeah.
As a doctor.
Why are you ad-libbing?
So just to give y'all the visual that for those that can't see. It says she wanted to show that she's educated, but still wants to be hood.
Yeah.
We need to let go of that mindset. Hood culture is nothing to glorify, is what somebody posted about this bright young lady who was able to receive her doctoral degree.
So is she not bright because she has a grill?
Nah,
is that what they're implying?
They don't make you not bright. Not when you got a doctoral.
What makes you dumb is just you're dumb.
Yeah. I wonder what the lady had that made the comment.
Right. No teeth? No, I'm not. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
That's fire real quick.
My bad.
You need some air horns on that.
Lay down. Lay down. Everybody on the ground.
Yeah. Hey. How you know that was her? How you know that wasn't AI?
Oh, Lord. Right. Everything's AI.
Oh, man.
How y'all know it ain't AI?
Yeah, how y'all know? But it done changed the game now. It done changed the game. Who said she took that picture like that?
Right. Shaggy was ahead of his time.
Yeah. But look, we went to Pastor Esso's service, Sunday service. He preaches. Shout out, Pastor Ali.
What up,
Pastor? And he had the whole bottom grill gold just grilled out. Mm. And I thought that was so dope. He still, had the suit on and everything, but he was grilled out. Yeah. And I was like, does that make him less
anointed,
spiritual? Or does it, why is it based on how you look? Because it's the same thing as saying, because you got a hat on, you don't love God. Because you got earrings, you don't love God. It's the same type of thing.
Some people going to say, it's a time and a place for everything. You got that whole group of people that, oh, well, you know, why you know, at the graduation, or, you know, why?
Why not?
I'm just telling you what, there's a group of people.
Yeah, I'm saying, I'm talking to the same group of people.
Most of them are in the comment section.
Yeah, why not?
You know,
no argument.
Saying that, you know, why do that then?
The question is, if Willie Neil Johnson had a grill.
This is just a rehearsal.
Oh my God.
They don't even know who that is.
Oh, they do know.
Oh, they know.
They know Willie Neil.
Hallelujah.
But y'all better get up on y'all.
What if Quartet came out with a grill?
Boy, that would be so dope. I promise you. That'd be dope.
Just one of them.
That'd be dope. Like the Goody
Bro, they were, if you want to be relevant and you feel like you losing traction,
dude,
as an old man, bro, put a gold grill.
A grill does something for you, you know.
A gold grill.
Yeah, imagine getting spirituals with grills,
bro.
I think that mug would be dope.
Are you talking about straight relevant?
Sing it,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. Come on, boy. That's a classic. There was a little church sitting down in the woods. They used to tell them stories, boy. And it had a choir there. And there was an old deacon there. That's been going to that church for a mighty long time. That's the cat spiritual.
Yeah, but why we don't do stuff like stuff they used to do in old music, we don't do that. Like, we don't storytell.
I think it's coming back. I think there's a whole other era of music coming back.
We don't do music as a single with no words on the song.
Do what now?
That's instrumental. Instrumental.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they were singles, though. I'm saying they were singles.
I went on pause for a minute.
I understand what he was saying.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
But you know, they were singles.
Okay.
Like,
there were people that sang that had, they let their band do songs.
Yeah.
Like Cool in the Gang.
The Art of Love Making.
They Impatient.
Art of Love.
Art of Noise.
You don't know that. That's another album.
Art of Noise.
Yeah,
Art of Love Making. Yeah. But where your mind is?
Pause.
What y'all listening to, Tip?
That's what you used to.
Tip. What y'all listening to? Art of Love Making.
That was R. Kelly right there, brother.
Art of Noise. Yeah, that would have been Art of Noise.
That was R. Kelly.
I didn't say that artificial me.
Yeah,
you didn't say that. That
you right. said the Art of Love.
That was the AI you.
What's that song we listen to?
But there were songs like that that, you know, it was just music.
Yeah.
And it was a single. It came on the radio. True. And you didn't turn the radio to another station. Like, can we do that?
You ain't had no choice. Now you got Spotify.
Right.
You got
three stations and three songs, and that's it.
And they all play the same song at the same time.
Yeah. And them songs were 9 minutes long,
bro. Bro, yeah.
And you can't. And they play all the songs.
You make just beat the day that just is a beat.
No. I mean, you could. But, I mean, if you like that, they got stations with just music.
Instrumental, yeah.
So, like, nowadays, there's an overindulgence of what beats. You like. Like, whatever you like, you know, you can find it.
Yeah. It's out there.
Except, well.
What?
Say it, brother.
I would like the creativity in our church, in our churches, to be a little bit more vast. Mm. Because you have so many and so much talent that's not the same.
Yeah.
And we never get a chance to highlight all the gifts. And then you get mad at somebody when they go play for a secular band or they do whatever.
Yeah.
The man was coming to church with his horn every Sunday. Sat in front of his horn with a piccolo player. Piccolo every Sunday.
Never get a chance.
The banjo. The joker had a rub board every Sunday. And they get no love. And now the whole Cool in the Game makeshift band is doing Cool in the Game song with your rub board. And everybody mad.
Had three notes, bro. They were on the saxophone. Bro, for years he never got better at saxophone, bro. It was like,
why you say?
He said he never.
That's all he did.
That's all he did.
Every song.
Wait to the end of the verse. Because the Lord is my shepherd, He gives me everything I need. And then she finished that verse. Bro, I came back 10 years later. He was still over there doing that.
Leave that man alone.
I like, bro. Yeah, bro, you got to find out.
I'm gonna give up my thing. What I used to do to my man Kofi. Kofi played bongo, and all the percussions.
Uh-huh.
And in the church, man, I felt like they had him. T- turned down a little low. You couldn't hear him, man. Oh, in the band, but he playing he every time.
Crazy. Like, yeah. Animal.
I mean, his hands bleeding, bro. He just. And, like, he just.
Yeah.
But. Now they probably had the monitors around him up
the hill,
so he could hear himself.
He could think he hear nothing.
He jamming.
But in the church,
but what did you do? Tell him what you did.
I just told, like, when I used to sing,
you turned
and you had your own little earplug. I'd be like, man, turn Kofi up in my head, bro.
Yeah.
Like, put everybody else to the left and put Kofi to the right. Like, give me just.
Just
Kofi.
Don't
want to
hear nobody
Kofi.
But
Kofi.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to hear nobody but Kofi. He used to be jamming, but there are so many different gifts that we sleep on and then get mad when they go out into the world to find opportunities.
True. Yeah.
You know, and so I feel like we just should have different choices. I feel like, you know, we need to be a little bit more creative with people. I do feel like people need to not use the church sometimes as a practice, you know.
Back in the day, all the singers used the church for development.
Yeah, but
did they use it for development, or were they not allowed to continue? You feel what I'm saying? Like, when you hit them cats,
I think it was for more development. Like, Whitney Houston, like Aretha Franklin, all them.
But they didn't have a spot for Whitney. Like, once you get to a certain level.
I mean, you can sing in the choir until you old.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody don't like, want to sing in the
plenty,
choir.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
As
everybody,
a profession.
Everybody don't want to sing in the choir.
Or choir song.
You feel what I'm saying?
Are you talking different about just wanting to be just a solo
like
artist?
If I'm saying, hey, Pastor, I'm writing music. I write my own lyrics. That's going to be a problem.
That definitely was a no-no.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you ain't singing out the hymn book.
Right.
Like, where that come
like,
from?
Man, I got something that God gave me.
58, we can't use it.
Yeah. Where that come from?
Yeah. Who gave you
if
that?
If you ain't on page 58,
music.
I got my own song. Turn page 58.
Well, I can't play 58.
I can't play.
Turn to 42.
I can't play 42. Well, how about 31?
I can't play that either. Piccolo Platinum.
What is going on?
I don't know. I'm sleepy. I don't know.
That baby kid.
Well, you ain't know about that baby kid that Robin Harris.
I heard with Captain D. Cumberland.
Who called him? A piccolo player.
Captain D. Cumberland.
But I mean, if you got gifts,
let them lose.
People are discouraged.
They always be like, let them use you, but then won't let them use you. Like, why is that one of the biggest things in the church? Let them use you. Then when it's time to.
I can't breathe.
Bruh, like, when it's time to use it, like, no.
That's why I'm a man. Played a saxophone player for 9 hours. He played the saxophone song because he knew he wasn't gonna get another chance.
Yes.
So that joker just played.
And this is what happened.
At the funeral,
bro.
Going to the next video.
He will play that video.
Yes. This is what happens when you don't.
This
is what happens.
Can we come to a conclusion about the grill? We good on that? Okay.
Well, I think it goes into the next video because if you're not allowing these, you know, these talents to go through the church or wherever, this can happen.
Okay. Uh-oh. Yeah. Whoa. Disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
We saying this out front.
They finna start cussing.
We intentionally did not bleep out these cuss words so
Bishop,
you can hear what's
your,
going.
It ain't like y'all TV. Don't hear it anymore.
Yeah.
Y'all cuss
so
too.
You can hear what this kid is actually saying. This is a video somebody posted of a black young kid. You know, just going in, doing a rap video, cussing and whatnot, and then it jumps to a Asian, like 1 or 2 year old, doing something that's more educational. So for those that can't see, it jumps to an Asian baby. Like figuring out this, what is it called? This little puzzle board.
Colors.
Yeah, a colored puzzle board.
We don't use words.
Can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't use colors.
And so. Yeah, so the 1 year old baby done figured it out, and our child is, you know.
Rapping. Well. I think that's a little unfair because we got babies that can do that.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
but
so
I think
it depends on which video you're showing. You ain't showing them in their culture chopping somebody up. You know what I'm saying?
Doing ninja
stuff. That just ain't fair. Somebody else. It ain't fair. You know, they be kicking it. They might not cuss, but they'll kick you, they'll kick you in the throat.
The views and opinions.
Yeah. They'll kick you in the throat. You know what I'm saying? Don't show me the good part of somebody. Yeah. You show
but
me
I think,
the good
I
part.
Think, but I think, what, a couple shows back, we talked about the collateral damage of Rick Ross, and I think that's what you're looking at.
Well, I think it's what you choose to glorify, right?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's the case here. Like, it's other, of course, there's other kids in our culture that are doing positive things. They never really get the spotlight. They don't get the platform.
Correct.
It's literally what we're saying.
Pay no attention to the guy behind the camera.
It's
usually, we don't even show up doing
positive. It's usually.
We show up to cussing babies.
It's usually the cussing.
All the thing that we can find.
It's usually.
Cussing babies. Part Chinese.
Hey, this dude right here is the one who picked the video just for everybody so they can
know. It was viral. It took off, and it was a great conversation underneath. That's usually what we go with.
But I think that's our culture, though, right? But that goes back to even what we talked about at the beginning, the grill. Like
that's our culture.
Just accentuate the negative, right? Grills are not a negative, but in our mind, they are. And so what we show, what we glorify is the negative side instead of saying, you know what, this ain't the best and the brightest. This ain't the talented 10th. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like, exactly.
This little dude, I don't even know him, but.
But let's talk about the video by itself, not even comparing it. Like, he's got to be what? 6, maybe 7?
Maybe 17.
And he's rapping 17. Shut up. But he's rapping like that. Like, he barely knows what he's even talking about.
Who gives them. Where's his daddy? Exactly. Like, who gave him the authority to go ahead and be like, okay, say this.
But no, what I'm saying is somebody's recording it and somebody has put a microphone in front of him.
That's it, yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So you really can't, I don't fault the child. You really got to fault. It's almost
absolutely not.
Well, you gotta, at the end of the day, it's the parents. But Minion is 14. He writes Yes Raps.
Yeah.
Yes is 8. So, you know, he has a phone, so before I find out, it could be posted.
Yeah, it's true.
So the parent can, write it for. I mean, the big brother, cousin,
somebody's
write
making
it
money
for
off
him,
of it,
and the parent not know. You know,
but that's what I'm saying. But there's something in our society, in our culture, that wants that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, if there was not a demand for it, they wouldn't make it. Same thing with Rick Ross and all the other.
Right. Yeah, that's what we're saying.
There's not a lane for it.
That's what the show was with. D1 Music a couple shows ago, it was like, okay, the turkey is good, but look at this.
The yams.
Yeah. Look at. Yeah, all right.
The yams.
The yams.
They hit the yams and auntie yams.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The yams and auntie yams. All right. But this is what you're looking at. This is the spoils. This is the fruit of all of those seeds.
Yeah.
So, and, I was having a conversation with somebody not too long ago. It's like, if you don't pull the reins back, it gets worse over time.
Facts.
I mean, you look at what happened with female rap. This Shawty Red?
Oh, my gosh.
And what they saying now is not even comparable to what Nicki was saying. And Nicki was way past Foxy Brown and Lil' Kim. But Lil' Kim was way past MC Light and Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, if you never pull the reins back,
you end up
it gets worse. And it's a song, I'm get out the car or something. Now I'm eating his. I was like, what?
And she's on stage pregnant.
What's she?
And naked.
And then Ice Spice, like, you know, she get on stage and just shows everything, just bend over and just. I'm like, bro, like, when do the reins get pulled back on this?
When you ain't making no money.
When the demand stops.
Yeah.
And then the whole thing about it is the demand has to go up for something else.
Right.
In order for that to stop. Like, but telling us and telling our kids to not listen, and that makes them want it more. Telling them to stop, that makes them. It's not that. The other people, other cultures provide other things and make you naive or not even know that it exists. That is the other thing. There's cultures that don't even know that that stuff exists. Mm-hmm. It's it, you know, because once you tell somebody not to, you make them aware of it. Mm-hmm. The biggest promotion of drugs was the Say No to Drugs campaign.
Nancy Reagan.
It was the biggest campaign for drugs. Say no to drugs. Why? Because it says, okay, wait.
Well, you got kids who are like, what's drugs?
What are drugs? What do they do? Why not say no? And then in rebellion, I'm going to say yes to them because I'm mad at you. Well, not even knowing about it doesn't even make it a choice.
Right.
And so that is the thing about what we have to do as the kingdom. We have to provide the way, not the alternative. Anytime you provide an alternative route, that's the route that you go when this other route is blocked. Mm. Yeah. You know, the alternative is always the way that is a little longer, that sucks. It's the second option. No, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the light. So therefore, we have to provide the way. That means we have to make our music hot. We got to make our rappers hot. We got to make our... And because the more that we say what's not or what's bad, it makes people want it more.
But they got to... And also, we got to own culture. We don't own our culture.
Right.
Just be honest. Yeah. Like, right. When you talk about the other cultures, what they have access to, they own their culture. Like, yeah. It's literally like our culture is always outsourced. It's never... Mm. We're not putting out this music. Mm-hmm. We're making it. We're not putting it out. It's a machine.
Mm-hmm. It's a machine.
You feel
because
what I'm
saying? Because if you make music that you don't want, you know, let's say if you really feel, because nobody is always feeling gangster all the time. You can't just feel gangster
waking up all the time.
You wake up gangster.
But
you
sleep gangster. A lot of them don't feel it at all.
Eat gangster. Everything you do, you boo boo gangster. You gangster. Everything about you is gangster. Nobody is that gangster. So what happens is when I don't feel gangster, I feel compassion. When I feel like I want to talk to God, when I feel like I want to talk rap about my mama, when I feel like all of those songs never make the platform.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. It's a driving force. Like, from a kingdom standpoint, from a world standpoint, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, principalities, all that kind of good stuff. But there's a driving force. You feel what I'm saying? Like, behind the machine that is pushing this narrative.
Yeah, the machine is just decision makers.
But it's about money.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's the driving force.
Yeah, but it's
about, if it ain't making no money, I don't care how much cussing you do. If I'm losing money, we want you to clean it up.
Yeah, stop cussing.
If I'm losing money, if I'm making money, you getting naked. If I'm losing money, put your clothes on. Mm. It's about the money. Don't nobody care about what you're doing. They care about the money. So therefore, it's up to us to provide.
Like a point against strip club owner.
Put your clothes on. You're making me lose money. Girl, you're ugly. Put your clothes on. Yeah, you know.
No. Cover that up. That's bad. You're a strip on. Cover that up, baby.
Cover that up, baby. I'm getting my money back.
We're going to lose all that money.
Yo, get me shut down. Put your clothes on.
I feel like we've always done things.
Like diamond. Uh-uh. Diamond, not today. Diamond,
you look like silver today.
Diamond. Go ahead and put the clothes on.
Get your point out, please.
You look like silver today.
Diamond, you look like silver today. I feel like we've always done things in comparison to what the world is doing, almost like reactionary things.
True.
And we have to be creative enough to create our own way in our own lane. And then also just telling our kids what the way is, mm-hmm. instead of saying
what not to do.
True. Tell them what
got
to do.
A long do. List of what not to do.
You know,
tell me what I can.
Be the example.
You got to have people in position to make the call for the way to be there.
Well, everything is based off demand.
Yeah, so it's based off demand. But what I'm saying is, the decision makers in the 80s weren't letting violent music get on the radio or anything like that. Everything was clean.
You know why?
Everything. But,
you know why?
But still,
making money
because it lost them money.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It lost advertisers. But when they realized now that these advertisers want it. Then they started getting more.
But it speaks to it can be done without it. You know what I'm saying? You had female music artists selling plenty of records without talking about eating his A.
But now Because that's the standard now. Until a new standard is done,
yeah, you
ain't never heard that.
You never heard that record?
I can only imagine.
I get out the car. I was
eating his Atlanta.
See, now my kids know about eating it.
Apples.
His Atlanta.
Yeah.
His Atlanta.
Yeah, eating Atlanta. Eating apples.
Apples.
Yeah. That's nasty to even know.
Yeah.
Apple and banana.
So I feel like we don't promote strong enough. Let's say if it's 10 artists, you'd be like, don't listen to that. And then the person's like, dude, what do I listen to? Mm. And then you don't have no answer to that.
Yeah. No.
Well, back in my day.
Why you had to change the voice?
And then you dust. Then you dust out the record.
He said, can't listen to that. Perfect. Back in my day.
Cause that's what you're about to pull out to listen. Man, we got the windings. We got commission. We got, man, all them people 40, 50 years
old. Grand Island group.
Like what do I listen to? And so I'm teaching my kids to create the music that they want to listen to. You know, to create it, man, you got to make your own music nowadays, and give glory to God what you give.
Yeah, because the thing is, the resources are available to do that.
Yep.
Now, versus back then.
But right. he's still gonna be inspired. Me and you know, I understand he's still inspired by stuff that he see in the mainstream.
Yeah, true.
He just wanna flip it.
He wanna balance
it. And we have to, you know, really, really push and build an infrastructure for them to be able to thrive and doing kingdom stuff.
And that's the key.
You know, there are no kingdom leagues. There are no kingdom, I mean, church leagues, but you ain't getting paid for that, you know. And so how can you really thrive in the kingdom unless, you know, you start building and being an entrepreneur and having your own stuff, having your own money, having your own creativity. You know, we're gonna always, because the way we compare our stuff to the world, it makes them seem like they're the standard.
Yep.
So it seemed like and whether we're above that standard and below that standard is you know, it depends on, you know, who you are. But we always say Nicki Minaj, she's bad or good. But if we start saying another person that's a kingdom rapper, you'd be like, who? We don't even know who they are, so we can't in our mind put them
anywhere.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So we always start with the one that everybody know.
Cardi B.
It'd be the preacher that always calls out a name that everybody knows.
Yeah.
Y'all out there listening to
Run DMC. Like, and come on, man, they don't even rap no more.
And they always go to a person that they know.
Run DMC. Yeah. And why your game ain't been outside in about 40 years? But
right,
y'all out there listening to the Fat DMC.
Y'all have been listening to the Beastie Boys.
But we have to build a standard so that when we talk about our stuff is it.
True.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be presented, I've been presented for years as the alternative. Mm-hmm. You know,
to everything.
Listen to Canton Jones instead of, you know, like we got the alternative of sugar now.
Yeah.
We got the Hershey's zero sugar. This is the alternative.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody wants sugar. But we got to figure out.
I said milk and what soy.
We got to figure out how we are going to be presented as the way. Our kids, the musicians, the artistry,
just
the
gotta
swag.
Just got to make what we do hot.
The personality,
period.
We got to make it hot.
Not that's compared it. To.
Because, you ain't got to compare.
Yeah, I'm just hot.
A dog.
You're going to have to do more than music to do that. You're gonna have to do fashion.
You gotta change culture.
It's just
It's just
what I'm saying.
Well, you gotta really create a culture. I think we have to do more than music.
I think we have a culture. I think kingdom and church is a culture.
Yeah. We gotta promote it. But there's no promotion.
It ain't
though.
Fly to even us.
Like when you go in the store.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah, but when you go in the store.
You don't even think your own stuff is fly.
Yeah, but like when you go into the store, you don't dress like a preacher.
You don't even like your stuff. No.
You do. We don't.
Yeah, you
and so we look to the mainstream for swag.
But I'm saying, so we have to, it has to be more than music, is what I'm saying. It has to be everything.
Yeah.
It has
to be the whole package. Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. Like, I think what we need is the promotion. Because
when was the last time you'd be like, man, I think I want to look like Bishop such and such?
Oh, Duff, like, please don't say it.
I ain't gonna say no name, but you laughing already.
What bishop? What,
like, bishop? You just get a picture of a bishop and dress like a bishop. Like, man, I ain't gonna do it. But when was the last time you wanted to dress like a bishop, bro?
Yeah.
With the chain, all the way to the chain.
Oh, Lord, he not told
him. To the chain.
You narrowing it down.
No, to the
chain. You narrowing down.
Everybody gonna pull up.
Chain. Talk about Paul Mark.
A bishop with a chain.
10 bishops and find which one got the chain. Oh, talking about him.
Did he open the floodgate?
I'm just saying.
Did he open the floodgate?
I'm just saying that for me, the mainstream culture, when it comes to fashion, that's what we look.
Yeah.
And so,
don't say we got it.
It's the whole package.
Yeah, don't say it has to be modern.
When you're singing, don't look like you just came from work. Yeah. I get you.
Or
I get you.
But
not just that.
But it's tough to look at, name anybody that's in the kingdom that runs fashion.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it's got to be.
You know?
It can't, because where you gonna get your fashion from them.
From mainstream.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it has to be more than, look at all the avenues and platforms they have and be like, okay, to take over or catch up or whatever, you got to move in all those different arenas.
You
got to
be open.
Yeah.
And we all do.
But you got to be open. Because in order to really, because that's what I'm saying, like, some of the stuff that they have, they took from us.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? They just blew it up.
And it's not that they took, I'm telling you, it's not that they took it from us.
They're the same people.
The person in the church was shut out for their ideas,
and they went over there where they were accepted.
Right.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. We got to be open at the kingdom. And I think that's the difference in church culture and kingdom culture. Because if we really enforce kingdom culture, kingdom is, if it's everything.
Yeah.
It's fashion. It's literally everything. It's intelligence. It's everything. It ain't, there's no exclusion. Church culture is church.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's service. It's how we do. But the kingdom is completely different than our church culture.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
And so if we start really enforcing, like, man, you know what? Artistry, graffiti, mm-hmm. like literally people drawing, the stuff we see in the free life. You feel what I'm saying? Right. Like, that's culture.
Right. Which is why that Drake AI was so dope to me.
Exactly.
Because that's so far outside of church and the norm.
That is exactly why I did all of the painting stuff in free life, so that we can worship in the culture.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And because you go to other churches, most churches took on the swag of another culture.
True.
Let me just put it like
true.
That.
True.
You know, that culture. You know,
like,
pipe organ.
We didn't come up with stained glass windows.
Right. Right.
No. That was.
And so when you talk about
this is culture, the vestibule.
That's why I did it like this, so that God can be, that we can worship God in our culture. And so a lot of times people feel like we have to leave our culture to worship God, especially African American men. That we have the wider the song sounds,
the closer to God,
the more feminine the movement is.
You know what I'm saying? And so I love white artists. That's not I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I love mine as well.
Exactly.
And they might not like what I like.
And that's okay.
But that's okay. But don't tell me that I can't worship God in my culture. I have to become something else.
I am. Exactly.
To worship God. You know what I'm saying? Like it's cool. You should be comfortable with me being me, and I'm comfortable with you being you.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? And that's good.
As long as you or the faith, you believe God, you believe in Christ.
But a lot of people don't believe that you can worship God with hip hop music. Mm-hmm. They don't believe
that. And it's
that.
Only hip hop.
And it's not country.
It's not rock. You can do it any other kind of way.
Believe that. And here's why. Because you would use hip hop to go evangelize on Fridays and Saturdays, but you won't use it on Sunday morning to worship.
Yeah.
So that tells me what you think about it. It never, man. Lecrae has had major success, but it's still difficult to find him on the radio.
Yeah,
why?
On gospel radio, on Christian radio,
true.
It's difficult. Why won't they embrace? Because they don't see the art form as a form of worship. Mm-hmm. They just see it as music.
It's entertainment.
No, man. This is how we worship. Yeah. I can get close to God in this. I can get close to God in anything. Because yeah. God is in my heart.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And so the whole thing about worshiping in the culture means I don't have to get in another outfit to get close to God. I don't have to take my hat off. I don't have to take off my chain and all this and become spiritual looking. That doesn't exist. That statement does not exist. You and your church clothes, those clothes are not holy. You know, you just as stank as the dude in the jeans and the sweater. Right. But that's a mindset that they have, that just because I see you, and so that's how they judge us. Like, when I see you, I assume that you're not a man of God.
Yeah, you don't know God based off
what you have on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And the closer you get to the bishop outfit, the holier you are.
Exactly.
Right.
So if you come in with a t-shirt on, you way unholy.
Right.
But if you come in with just a shirt and a tie on, okay, you kind of holy.
Right.
You come in with the three piece, you sanctified, you filled with the Holy Ghost.
You can sit in
the pulpit. Yeah. So,
and don't put on a Catholic hat.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? And that's
so the spec, they have a full spectrum of
you and God.
You know, outer look.
So that is why we do free life. That is why we do free life, to say that God is the God of this culture, and we're gonna worship God in this culture, in the clothes that we wear, with the art form that we have, with all the lights. Somebody hit me on my IG and said that you know, free life
looks
like a club
on purpose.
I was like that's fine. Yeah. I was like, but why are you giving the devil
the
lights?
The club looks like free life
and black paint.
What makes it club looking?
Yeah,
exactly.
You know,
why come it ain't reversed?
And we're singing about Jesus.
Yeah.
So I was like, you're immature. You can't get past what you see
aesthetics.
On Sundays.
Yeah.
And I was like, and
what you doing in the club to know that this look like the club?
That's a good one now.
Yeah, that was just say. Well, how you know how look
how
like
you know
club?
It look like a club?
What club have you been to?
Which club did this look like?
What club?
Which one?
That's what club you dance at?
Yeah, which one? Which one do this look like?
Who got a lighter?
Yeah,
Because I was like, if that looks like the club to you, then that's you.
Yeah.
But like that what the club was doing with the lighting is creating atmosphere for you to get in a mindset to relax, so that whatever intoxication, drugs,
you
or whatever
can
seep into you.
Right.
All right. And we're using
the word of
atmosphere
God,
to get in the presence
exactly.
of God, so we can do what he tells us to
exactly.
do. And so therefore, we are fighting fire with fire, atmosphere. You know, and the reason why the atmosphere is not right, when the atmosphere is not right, nobody want to come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not from this generation.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't. It's completely different. I promise you.
Yeah. Yeah. All day. We love. Yeah. We love. We love.
So, people. Like and share. Like and share, man. Yeah.
Hey.
Parents got to do better, man. Hey, man, raise your sons, bro. Hey man, we'll see y'all next week, man. Hey man, like, share, comment. Man, thank DeAndre for hanging out with us last couple weeks, man.
Church Without Walls, what up? Carol, we in the building.
Yeah.
Check him out.
This is the real him, it's not AI.
Yeah, this is the real him. Yeah.